This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
Their names are on the wall, more than 58,000 of them solemnly recorded at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. Some of those casualties were Valerie Buchan's patients.
I've never taken care of a group of people who were more grateful, more respectful.
An Army nurse, Buchan was assigned to a hospital in Cu Chi, Vietnam. She was head nurse in an emergency room created from a Quonset hut, working 12-hour shifts caring for a steady stream of young GIs.
We didn't see them for long, but I remember them very well.
One of those servicemen still claims space in her memory.
And I became so filled with sadness that I just was so sad. I don't think I've ever been that sad before.
It was early in her assignment when Buchan nursed the soldier who'd suffered traumatic battlefield injuries.
This young man was from Illinois, and he died there. And as I was walking away, I saw his things, and his ID card was there. And I picked it up and looked at it. And it was his 21st birthday that day.
In that moment, Buchan resolved to take a step for self-protection. She developed relationships with the soldiers she could help and gave her all to save them. But when she could not, she kept her distance.
I never looked at another ID card, never. I just let it be.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.